we will be looking at the parable of the growing seed, found in Mark 4, verses 26 through 29. And he said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground, and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how, for the earth yields crop by itself, first the blade, then the head, after that the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." Being involved in the spread of the gospel message can be a discouraging thing. Often, it seems like your efforts are ineffective and fruitless. Preachers preach the word of God, and there is little or no response from either the saint or the sinner. The message of life is shared with those who are dead in sin, and they reject it. The light of salvation is given to those in darkness, and as the scripture says, they prefer the darkness to the light. You can labor in the word for hours. You study day after day, preparing messages, seeking the message of God for his people. And then when the message is preached, no one seems to even care. It seems as people can't wait for the message to be finished. The glories of Christ and of the Bible are preached to those who profess to know Jesus Christ, and they just sit there and look at the preacher as if he's sharing the most boring news imaginable. This can be very discouraging, to say the least. Some of you are in the business of sharing your faith with your friends, with your family, with your co-workers. And when you do, you are ignored, you are ridiculed, or maybe you're even attacked. The people you love and desire to see saved seem as though they could care less about what you have to say to them, about the condition of their souls. That can be very discouraging. This parable, though, offers hope to those who take the time to share their faith with others. This parable teaches us that the gospel seed has power. It teaches us that while we may not see immediate results for our efforts, that's the key, immediate results. We may not see immediate results for our effort. The gospel will bear fruit in the Lord's time. When the gospel is shared, whether it is from a pulpit or from personal witness, a mysterious process begins to take place. And this process is a sovereign work of God. This process is often hidden from the view of man, yet this process results in changed lives and saved souls. I'd like to take these verses and begin to share the message of this parable with you. It may not speak to everyone in this room, but it should speak to everyone, everyone that hears this. There are some here who may get help from these words, and there may be others that don't. Let me share some of the processes that are involved in the business of sharing the gospel as we look at the parable of the growing seed. I would pray that the Lord would speak to you. In verses 26 and 27, of Mark 4, let us look at this process. The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. And he should sleep by night and rise by day, and his seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. See, that's one of our problems today. We think we know how, and yet the scripture says that he himself knows not how. How the seed sprouts and grows. We have so many pragmatic techniques today, and we think we have it all figured out. Yet, we see that Jesus depicts a farmer sowing seed into his field. When he has sown the seed, he has done all that he can do. He's done all he can do. He returns home and goes about his business. The image of him sleeping and rising night and day is a picture of the farmer living his life. Living his life. Carrying out his vocation that God has ordained for him. He places the seed in the soil and then he leaves it to do what it will. For the farmer, this is a work of faith. He does not return to the field every day to dig up the seed to see if it has germinated. He may water the field. He may remove the weeds. He may keep the soil worked up, but he does not bother the seed. After it has been planted, the farmer has no control over what the seed does. The farmer has no control over what the seed does. He sows his seed and he leaves the results in the hands of God. That is so freeing to know that. The farmer knows that the growth of the seed is God's business. It's God's business. It is not your business. It is God's business. Therefore, the farmer sows it, and he trusts the Lord to make it grow. You must trust the Lord, brothers and sisters, to make it grow. Our task is to sow the seed. And when we have done that, we have fulfilled our primary duty. We have fulfilled our primary duty. There is a sense in which we are like that farmer. We have been called to sow seed. We have not been called to sow wheat seed into a plowed field, but we have been called to sow the gospel seed into the hearts of other people. Matthew 28:19-20 tells us, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, to the end of the age." We are to sow the gospel seed into the hearts of the other people. And we leave the growth up to the Lord. Mark 16:15 tells us, "And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." We're to preach the gospel to every creature. That is what our duty is. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon me, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. We have simply been called to sow the gospel seed into the hearts of other people. Romans 10:13-18 speaks to us. "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" See, we're just to sow the gospel seed. And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring good tidings of good things, who would simply cast out the gospel seed. Sow the gospel seed into the hearts of people. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, indeed. Their sound has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the earth. The seed has gone out to the end of the earth. We have been sent into a lost and a dying world to tell others about what Jesus has done for us. You may not be a preacher. You may not be a missionary. You may not be a pastor. But if you are saved, you have a testimony, and you have been called to sow the gospel seed. You have been saved by the grace of God, and you have a story to tell. Each and every one of us have a story to tell. We find great examples of that in the Bible. We find the woman at the well. She was saved, she was converted, and she went back and told the people. We have the blind man went back and told the people. We have a great example of that, of the Apostle Paul. Turn with me to 1 Timothy 1, verses 12 to 15, to show you about every one of us has a testimony, and we're called to share that with other people. 1 Timothy 1, verses 12 to 15. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, notice, who has enabled me. Christ has enabled him, because he has counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. See, this is his great story. This is his story, Paul. Although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man. But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Notice, and the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am. And chief. There it is. He simply sows the gospel seed. Christ has enabled me. He says he was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor. See, first he's telling the people Christ enables him. He makes him able. Then he says what he had been, how his life had been. But he obtained mercy, he says. See, and the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Christ enables him. He had been this way. He becomes a child of God. He shares the word. And he goes and he tells the people. And brothers and sisters, that's what you and I have been called to do. In our world that the Lord has placed us, in our homes, in our families, in our neighborhoods, with our co-workers, in our cities, counties, and towns, with to simply sow the seed. We are simply to sow the seed. When we share the gospel with another person, you must realize, and this is so freeing, we have no control over the results. We share the gospel, but yet we have no control over the results. In fact, the results are not our worry. So many people are burdened down with the fact that maybe I didn't present it the right way, maybe I didn't do this the right way. If I only would have, I could have, I should have. And what a burden that is in the lives of people. that you think somehow that you are the one that is responsible for the results of the actions of another human being and whether they go to heaven or hell. Your responsibility is to sow the gospel, share the gospel, but always realize we have no control over the results. Just like today, I'm doing this message. I'm sowing the seed. That's all I can do. I have no control over the results. I don't know what the Holy Spirit is going to do with this word that's going out, with this seed that's being sown today. I don't know if he's going to save anybody, if he's going to cause growth in anybody's life. But I do know that I got up today and it's my duty as a child of God. It's my love and gratitude towards the Lord and towards others that I'm sowing the seed today. But yet, I know I have no control over the results. But I know one thing, that I have control over the fact that whether I do this message or not. And you have control over the fact that you're going to sow the seed or not. Are you going to just stay there and keep the seed in the bag and just keep on getting more knowledge and more knowledge and more knowledge and not sharing it? We're to share the gospel and know that we have no control over the results. And as I said, that frees you. You don't worry about it then. Our duty is to sow the seed and the results are in the hands of God. You are not God. God is the one that brings life out of the seed. It's like we all worry about our efforts. And there's a temptation to check on the seed. We want to help it to grow. We want to check on its progress. But as I said, our responsibility is to sow the seed, water it when we can, and let the Lord do his work in the hearts and lives of people. But it's sow the seed. And you water the seed with prayer. You pray, and 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 you pray. Like the farmer in this parable, we should be faithful to tell a lost world about a saving Lord. And if you're a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, keep sharing this story with others. The Lord will eventually honor your efforts, and you will eventually see fruit. It may take a while. Sometimes people see fruit the next day. They save one day, the next day somebody else is saved. But there's other people like George Mueller who prayed for decades for friends of his. And a few of them were saved after decades of prayer. And one was even saved after George Mueller died. And it was a great witness and testimony to our Lord. If you aren't sowing the seed as you should be, then I challenge you to make a personal commitment to get busy what the Lord saves you to do. He's left each one of us to be conformed into the image of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to share the story of his grace towards you to a lost and a dying world. Next time we'll look a little closer at the secret work of the parable. Of the parable of the seed. And may the Lord grant you comfort. And may he lift burdens off of you. That somehow you thought that you were responsible for that seed. You're simply responsible to sow the seed. And the Lord will cause the growth. May the Lord bless you and cause his face to shine upon you.